Welcome to the Canadian SME Small Business Podcast, a podcast for Canadian small businesses. We interview Canadian experts and entrepreneurs to provide expert insight into marketing, innovation, business leadership, technology, and trends that impact small businesses.
Whether you're just getting started or already established, UPS is here to help you make the most of your time. Their services, tools, expertise, and team of UPS Small Business Ambassadors can help businesses of all sizes simplify processes, improve customer experience, and guide you on the path to growth. My name is Elaine Tancomo, founder of Easy Daisies, Daily Visual Schedules for Kids, and I want to invite you to visit UPS.com to learn more and save up to 52% or more on shipping. This is a paid advertisement.
Hi, this is Kripa Anand, and welcome to the Canadian SME Small Business Podcast, where we explore the strategies and insights that empower businesses to thrive in today's dynamic labor market. Today, we're focusing on the evolving landscape of talent acquisition, recruitment trends, and the challenges facing the Canadian workforce. The recent data from Statistics Canada indicate significant shifts in employment trends, with specific industries experiencing labor shortages and a growing demand for skilled professionals. This highlights the crucial role of effective recruitment strategies for businesses of all sizes. Joining us today is Antoinette King, founder and managing partner of Options Consulting Solutions. With over 30 years of experience in the industry, Antoinette is a forward-thinking leader with keen insight into navigating the labor market and attracting top talent. Today, we'll discuss the changing talent pool, recruitment trends for 2025, and current workforce challenges. So let's begin the conversation. Firstly, Antoinette, welcome to the podcast. It's an absolute pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you, Kripa, and thank you so much for inviting me today to speak on these topics that I believe are on top of every employer's mind, especially in these uncertain times. So
exactly.
My goal is for you and your audience to gain further insight on talent and the changes in the labor market, and I'm hoping that I can give you some key takeaways.
No, definitely. I'm looking forward to the conversation. So let's begin by discussing how exactly is talent pool, you know, and labor market changing in this evolving time. Now, the talent pool and labor market have undergone significant shifts, right? Over the years, we all know that, shaped by a lot of different factors, such as technological advancements, remote work, and also evolving economic conditions, of course. Now, Antoinette, how exactly, in your perspective, has the talent pool and labor market evolved over the years? And also, what are most significant shifts you've observed?
Okay. So let's, to answer that question, let's go back to 2020, where the year of the pandemic was. So in 2020, for safety reasons, we were all recommended to go back home and work remotely. Mm-hmm. Organizations switched gears to accommodate the new normal in order to continue business growth and success.
Right.
And new roles were being created, resulting into the mass hiring. So between 2021 and 2022, we experienced what we call the Great Resignation, reshuffle, and hiring. Mm-hmm. The competition was enhanced by a multitude of hiring and resignations. And in search for new employees, employers increased their salaries, benefits, cost of living, and work model just to stay competitive. So there was also an increase of retirements as baby boomers took this as an opportunity to leave the workforce early. So in 2023, we experienced the Great Regret.
Right.
Some employees just regretted making that move, discovering that the grass wasn't greener on the other side. Employers started to downsize due to overestimating the number of staff needed, and others could no longer accommodate the over-budget salaries that they had previously offered. And in 2024, we saw the AI implementation and skills shortage. Employers began to implement AI to drive productivity. They also struggled to find talent with required skills due to the baby boomers retiring and the shortage of new skills for AI. So we fast forward to today. Right now in 2025, we're still experiencing the changes made in 2024. But what's on the horizon that's new are the discussions around employee engagement. Employees are looking for leaders for support and guidance with the uncertain times that we're experiencing today.
No, definitely. That was very well articulated. And building on that, you know, let's discuss the recruitment trends and strategies for the near future in a little more detail. Okay. Looking ahead to 2025, you mentioned post-COVID era, a lot has changed, right? And adapting to these changes will be, you know, very important and essential for employers aiming to stay competitive and attracting top talent. So looking ahead, especially for 2025, what recruitment trends do you foresee? And also, what strategies can employers adopt, you know, to remain competitive?
Okay. So to remain competitive, employers need to align their company culture and values with new and existing talent. Mm-hmm. So employees are looking for the right company where they feel like they belong and that they're connected to the company values, mission, and culture. 70% of candidates will turn down a job offer if the company culture did not align with them. So it's important that hiring managers or the hiring committee as a whole echoes the same values and culture throughout the recruitment cycle. Your company values and corporate culture should be on the website, your advertisements, job postings, right, or on the social media platforms that you choose to represent you. Employee engagement is also a trending topic here. Mm-hmm. Engagement is crucial for reducing turnover and improving performance. So employee engagement was at a low in 2020 and dropped again in 2024. The absence of manager engagement contributed towards this drop. And this could be caused because some employees were promoted to manage without even being trained.
Right.
It's important that the managers get the training. They need to know how to manage and lead and engage their staff in order for their team's success. And we can address this with offering meaningful work to our employees, as it will help promote engagement. And knowing that they're contributing towards the company's goals and objectives will allow them to see the big picture and where they fit in. Also, offering mentorships and recognition will also boost engagement, especially for hybrid and remote workers.
Right.
And by enhancing management engagement through training, employees become more engaged at their workplace. Another topic would be upskilling and reskilling for existing and future employees. Mm-hmm. 77% of companies are challenged with finding qualified and skilled workers.
Right.
That show that 50% of all employees will need reskilling this year to adapt to the new technology that's coming. And 67% of employees would stay at their company, even if they're unhappy, as long as they're offered upskilling and advancement opportunities. And we can combat this by offering job training, coaching, mentorship, have lunch and learns, or just share learning resources, programs, tutorials, and webinars.
Wow, that's a very forward-thinking approach, I must say. And, absolutely, you know, definitely these businesses need to adapt. There's no other way around it. And thank you so much for that, you know, future-focused advice. It was very valuable.
Yeah, play benefits are important. Uh-huh. Having the right benefits, offering the flexible, offering flexible packages. Employees really want to feel secure and stable just because of the timelines that we're going through right now.
Yeah.
And then really offering good training and good tools for AI.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And before we begin further, here's a special message for all of our listeners, especially for all the business owners and entrepreneurs. Are you prepared for the future of recruitment? Remember, understanding and adapting to emerging trends is crucial for attracting and also retaining top talent. Now let's get back to our conversation with Antoinette and explore the challenges facing the Canadian workforce.
Thanks,
now moving on to the current challenges, let's discuss the issues impacting the Canadian workforce today. The Canadian workforce is facing numerous challenges, right, as businesses navigate the ever-evolving landscape, from skill shortages to changing workforce expectations, right? It's critical to understand these obstacles and how exactly can they be addressed effectively. Now, Antoinette, what, according to you, are some of the current challenges that businesses in Canada are facing within the Canadian workforce? And how do you suggest we, you know, address them effectively?
Okay. So we are still experiencing sector and gap shortages, especially in the healthcare and construction businesses. They're struggling to find and retain talent with the right skills. So employers are closing the gaps by lessening some of the requirements needed and offering internal and external change in programs. Another challenge is the aging workforce. So these are the most experienced workers in our labor market. And with them exiting, we feel that loss. So to counter this, some companies can provide mentorship programs by bringing back those retirees on a contractual basis to facilitate knowledge training. And leaders should also place a focus on succession planning to be ready for those next in line into those roles that the baby boomers have vacated. There's also been a growing demand for healthy workplaces and benefits and work-life balance. And so mentioning earlier, to stay competitive, we have to have really good flexible benefits. But it's also a challenge when you don't have that to attract and retain new employees. Physical and mental health are becoming a priority for current and future employees. So I believe that employers should revisit their existing benefit plan and consider what employees are looking for. To meet one's needs, one can offer a flexible plan. For example, some employers are offering a spending allowance where employees have the option to pick what they truly need. Or you can offer optional plans like a plan A and a plan B so the employees can choose what's best for them. Work-life balance is another part of what creates a healthy workplace. So offering flexibility with hybrid work models or time off will help. In Canada, 25% of those on a hybrid work model are fully engaged, compared to the 18% who work fully on site or the 12% who are fully remote. Some businesses also offer flexibility with start and end times in order to accommodate employees' personal obligations. Challenges become present when one creates barriers to inclusivity. So we're seeing that Canadian businesses still remain interested in workforce inclusivity. However, some barriers still exist. For example, upholding requirements for education and Canadian experience could shrink the talent pool and reduce the number of candidates being received. So some employers address this by looking at transferable skills, or they even hire candidates that have the required designation that are in progress.
Right.
So employers should look and review their requirements for the roles and consider what the must-haves are and the desirables are to meet the mandates of that role. AI is proven to be a benefit. However, it can be a challenge for some. And because it's new, there's a growing need for the talent with the digital skills to implement and improve AI processes. Some jobs may become obsolete, but there could be new jobs created because of AI. So to address this, offer AI courses. There's some available on Microsoft, Google, LinkedIn. And if there are employees who are doing their independent studies on AI, give a shout out, a kudo, just to encourage this type of initiative. And then the existing plans and softwares used by companies may already have AI built in, like LinkedIn, Power BI, HubSpot, QuickBooks. This is where teams can learn how to take advantage of those features.
Very well said. And, you know, I'd agree. AI is no longer a buzzword, right? It's literally everywhere. And right now we are in that transition where we don't know what kind of jobs AI will take, but mostly it will be the ones that are repetitive and monotonous, right? So that human brain can actually be used for, you know, strategic thinking. And your advice was also just as strategic. So again, thank you so much for that.
You're welcome.
Great. Now, Antoinette, Options Consulting Solutions has received significant recognition. Let's discuss what makes your approach stand out. Now, customer service excellence is a key differentiator in any industry. And Options Consulting Solutions has clearly set the bar very high. Please let us know, you know, Options Consulting has been recognized for its customer service excellence, right? What exactly does your firm do to set yourself apart from other recruitment agency? What's your USP?
Great question. What sets us apart is how we view customer service excellence. So our excellent customer service is dictated by our passion and our purpose of helping others make positive changes to their well-being. So this is also coupled with over 100 years of combined experience and options. And we are storytellers. So we ensure that candidates and clients are heard and clearly understood by each other. And we hold their hands throughout the recruitment cycle to give an excellent experience. Our goal is always to create a positive, lasting experience by helping candidates further their personal journey and assisting clients make their visions a reality. Customer service is the core of our business. Our dedication to understanding people's needs and offering solutions is how and why we exist. So we listen and we treat everyone as unique individuals, enabling mutual trust and respect, resulting into great long-term partnerships. And we duplicate the same dedication when working with our internal team members just to foster a collaborative and supportive work culture. So everyone on the OCS team has an opportunity to share feedback, discuss growth plans, explore learning opportunities, talk about our wins and our challenges, and just share ideas. So when every team member is set up for success and they feel supported and heard, we're able to uphold our commitment to excellence when working with our candidates and clients. It's just a win-win situation for all.
Wow, that's a beautiful answer. It's really, you know, a testament to your commitment to personalized service. And it's clear that building strong relationships is a priority. And thank you again for being such, you know, customer-centric and having that approach. Now, Options Consulting Solutions is also providing presentations on recruitment, right? Let's explore a little bit about that. You guys are playing a pivotal role in educating business leaders and HR teams with, you know, insightful presentations on recruitment. And Antoinette, these sessions provide valuable guidance to help companies stay competitive in this evolving workforce, right? Please go ahead and share more about these presentations and the insights you share with business leaders and HR teams.
Right. So the constant pain points for many of our clients is finding great talent and keeping them. Mm-hmm. And so we're committed to finding that solution for this, as we always aim to become a true extension of our clients' business. So our quarterly insights that we share with our clients highlight workforce trends and topics. And although extremely valuable, it just wasn't enough to solve the deeper talent issues. So together with my team, we created a more structured approach focusing on talent acquisition, management, and retention. So we began facilitating presentations to HR teams and hiring committees focusing on their pain points. Feedback given was excellent, with 5-star ratings and 100% recommendation rates from participation. It was so gratifying to know that we help improve recruitment best practices. So we offer custom presentations focusing on the topics of talent acquisitions, like discussion on branding, sourcing, resume evaluation, interviewing skills, offer negotiations, and counteroffers as well. We offer training for the hiring managers to become great interviewers, right? Talent management, we review onboarding, and processes to manage, support, and drive employee engagement. And with talent retention, we touch on ways to garner employee stability and tenure by looking at different values and motivators for each generation in the talent pool. And we also communicate the value of conducting stay as well as exit interviews. And as I've shared with you today, we cover the latest trends and topic for recruitment and human resources.
Amazing. That sounds like a very, very valuable resource. Providing education and guidance is essential. And that kind of expertise, to have that kind of expertise, is very important. Great. Before we get to the key takeaways, Antoinette, if we were to give you a time machine right now, and if you were to, you know, say travel in the future, how would you see options consulting evolving in the, say, next 20 years?
Great question. Well, what I think is we'll be doing more presentations, more teaching, probably veering over to a consultative space.
Right.
Because I do believe that our recruitment best practices, as I said, over 100 years experience combined, we can share a lot about recruitment itself and talent acquisition. And we're understanding how to build those relationships. So I see us evolving that way, still having best practices in recruitment and then expanding the different disciplines as well as the different countries. That's what I see.
Wow, the future definitely looks very promising.
Yeah.
Antoinette, if we were to ask you key takeaways from this entire discussion today and one piece of final advice that you have for businesses looking to optimize their recruitment strategies, what would it be and why?
Okay, and I am hoping, because that was my goal, that anybody in the audience will take away one key thing. I think the most important is invest in learning and upskilling. People want to grow. They want to feel enriched and secured in their roles. Your people are your biggest assets, so invest in them. Understanding your workforce, knowing the generational differences is another takeaway. So their characteristics, what they value, what motivates them will help engage, manage, and retain both new and current employees. And build a recruitment process that is unified with the hiring committees and human resources, so there's no ambiguity with talent acquisition, management, and retention.
Right.
Build strong internal and external relationships. That's the essence of recruitment. It's about trust, connection, and long-term partnerships. And stay open to change. The talent landscape is evolving. Therefore, flexibility and adaptability are key factors to stay competitive. Don't go in this alone. There's experts out there, right? So
Right.
Having the right people and support will make navigating trends easier. And then last but not least, always treat others the way you want to be treated. Having this will deliver customer service excellence in and outside of the workplace.
Wow, that was a very wholesome answer, I must say. Antoinette, thank you so much for sharing your expertise and insights with us today. I think your practical advice and dedication to the recruitment industry are truly valuable. We really appreciate you taking the time to join us.
No, thank you. I had fun and I love to share our knowledge. So I'm just hoping that the audience out there enjoyed it as well.
Amazing. All right, that was an insightful conversation with Antoinette King, founder and managing partner of Options Consulting Solutions, on the evolving talent landscape and strategies for effective recruitment. Her expertise provides valuable guidance for businesses aiming to thrive in the Canadian market. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Canadian SME Small Business Podcast. We appreciate your continued support. Also, be sure to subscribe to our podcast for more expert insights and resources that can help your business thrive. Also, visit our website, canadiansme.ca. And lastly, a very special thank you to our podcast partners, RBC, UPS, and Google, for their ongoing commitment to empowering small businesses in Canada. Until next time, keep innovating and striving for success, and we'll see you in the next episode. Krupa Anand signing off.
Thank you for listening to the Canadian SME Podcast. Please visit CanadianSME.ca to subscribe and join us next again as we share more expert advice from Canadian business leaders.